name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Truly is risen. Christos Erneste. My beloved, we today are celebrating the meal-bearing women. This is the second now Sunday after the Pascha, and the celebration is commemorating of the meal-bearing women and Joseph and Nicodemus, those who took the body of Christ from the cross and put it in a tomb. These meal-bearing women, they have kept up all night waiting for the sun to rise to go to the grave, and so that they can anoint the Lord with the fragrant myrrh that they have bought, and they have waited for the holiday to pass. And but they were worrying and wondering who would open the grave, because a bigger stone was rolled on top of the grave, so that and the soldiers were standing there guarding, because the hierarchy of the Jewish church said that the disciples might come and steal his body, and so they put the soldiers there to guard the tomb and put a seal on the rock. But when the meal-bearing women came up to the grave, they saw the big stone was rolled away, and they looked inside, and there was the angel sitting there and telling them, you came to anoint a dead body, but the Lord has risen. The Lord has risen, he is not here, and go tell the disciples. And of course, the Lord appears also. The first one that he appears was Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out six demons. My beloved, the meal-bearing women, they were following cross the Lord when he was being led to be crucified, and then they were crying and crying and weeping, and because they loved him so much and they took care of him all their lives. But the apostles, they ran away when he was crucified, and only Saint John, the apostle of love, came and was standing by the cross. And but all the apostles, they ran away, and but the meal-bearing women were standing and watching the Lord suffer, because they loved the Lord so much. They had so much love. Well, of course, the hierarchy of the Jewish faith at that time, they have rejected the Lord, and they have tried to do everything possible to discredit him before the people, and women never accepted what they were saying, but they have truly accepted the Lord, and that he is the Messiah, and they had tried to take care of him, and they had the love for him. And we also know that today we heard it in the gospel, that my beloved, the woman from not a Jewish faith, and they came to the Lord and begged him to help him, because the daughter is possessed, and she was crying and crying, and the Lord didn't pay attention to her, as if. And then the disciples finally said to the Lord, please take care of her, and because she is weeping and crying, asking for help all the time. And the Lord turned around and said to her, it's not right to take away the bread and from children and give it to the dogs. And she didn't get offended at that. She had immediately stated to him, yes, it's true, but the dogs are also picking up little crumbs from the table when it falls down from the table of the disciples. And my beloved, So this is the humility, the true humility that the Lord wanted to show us. That's why he said that he had no intention to compare her to doors or to make her uncomfortable, but he wanted to show us the kind of humility that she had, and for us to learn that, so that we will not have to fight against each other. And if somebody tells you off and tells you bad things, don't respond by getting offended and also telling them something in return. And if somebody slaps you, don't slap them back. Just take it in stride. Remember how the Lord had wants us to have true love. True love doesn't get mad, doesn't get irritated, doesn't get angry. When we have true love for the Lord and we have true love for each other, because the Lord says, they will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So you and me, we have to learn to love more and to get rid of our pride. Pride is the beginning of all sins. And of course, when we have the pride, and then we cannot love truly. We cannot love. Our love will be only selfish love and not self-sacrificing love. And we have to learn to have self-sacrificing love. Let's pray to the Holy Mary and bearing women that they would give us some of the little bit of their love that they had for the Lord, and that they would pray for us, and that we will finally be able to meet them in heaven and rejoice with them, seeing actually our Lord in person. My beloved, truly Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And we have to have the great love for the Lord and for all the people, and even for our enemies. And when we think that they may be our enemies, or somebody that really can't stand us, that we have to love them anyway. We have to love them, and the proof of our love would be that we pray wholeheartedly for them and from our heart, and ask for God to help them so that they will find also the way to the kingdom of heaven. God bless you. Christ is risen. Truly is risen.